BBC News with Cathy Clugston. It's been confirmed that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has held talks with the Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. The three-day visit was Mr. Kim's first foreign trip since he came to power 7 years ago. China's state media reported that Mr. Kim was committed to denuclearization and welcomed a proposed summit with the United States. Funerals are being held in the Russian city of Kemerovo for victims of the shopping mall fire that killed more than 60 people, many of them children. Investigators say the fire alarm was switched off and emergency exits were blocked. France is paying tribute today to the police commander who sacrificed his life to save a hostage during an attack by an Islamist gunman in southern France last week. Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltrame died of his injuries on Saturday. His coffin will be taken through Paris ahead of a ceremony led by President Macron. The parliament in Myanmar has elected a new president. U Win Min is a long-standing ally of Aung San Suu Kyi and was widely expected to be chosen. The role of president has been largely ceremonial in the past 2 years, with Ms. Suu Kyi effectively leading the government in the role of state councillor. The head of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Azevedo, has told the BBC he believes the world is seeing the first signs of movement towards a trade war as a result of the steel and aluminium tariffs announced by President Trump. Mr. Azevedo said the imposition of the tariffs could prove to be a big problem if other countries retaliated. A third and final day of voting is underway in Egypt in an election widely expected to deliver a second term for President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. His only opponent supported the president until his last-minute decision to stand. And scientists in Switzerland say rubber ducks and other plastic bath toys pose a real danger to health. They say they should be cleaned regularly or thrown away to avoid eye, ear and stomach infections. BBC News.